Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe Podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day from right here at the Impact Power Sports Studio. That's Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're looking for a Yamaha golf cart, all tricked out, looking amazing, they can help you at Impact Power Sports. Thank you to them. They're in Rockford, Michigan. Ridiculously late today. I knew this was going to happen. It just, I kind of burning the candle at both ends last couple of days. So then today, I'm like, oh boy, feeling rough. And so slow, just a slow type of thing. And but it's okay. You know, this is either going to be the worst show ever or the best. A lot of times when I have these types of shows where it's like I'm exhausted and it's kind of lean on the news or the things going on, or I'm just not feeling funny or like I am right now, or low energy, somehow they manage to work themselves out. Chris says, why not both? The best and the worst. It could be. I don't know. I rely on you, the audience, the followers and subscribers of this show to be on your toes. You do have an obligation here. You have responsibilities as part of this show. You watch, you enjoy, you love, and you follow along and you comment. Or we can always fall back on if you have any ask me anything type of questions or you have any insults or anything at all. It doesn't matter. You know, the sky's the limit here on this show, which I talked about it yesterday. We are fast approaching a 7-year fireversary. Yes, a 7-year fireversary. This is fireversary season because you get to January 4. That is fireversary from BBL 2019, which technically, I mean, it was a format change, but you were still fired. When I lost the gig with Greg and Chris, I knew I had a gig. I'd be able to land on my feet with another gig in town. But the BBL fireversary was rough because I did not have another gig. I had my last 2 weeks' pay and nothing else. So that was actually, I think, a more precarious of a situation. Frankly, I don't know. You know, when I got fired from Free Beer, I was so like acting like it was the end of the world, and I was contemplating unaliving myself. I did it twice. I had two moments, fleeting thoughts. That's what got me thinking about it. Don't have that issue anymore. Hopefully, it'll stay that way. But at the time, think about this. First world problems. There I am huddled in a fetal position. And Cole says, what was the pay cut from FBHW to BBL? Honestly, okay, so the local station that was GRD, they paid me about, I don't know. I think 160. All right. And the rest of the money that I made was from the syndication. That's what got me to that NHL level of salary, was the syndication. So I was pretty upset. But in reality, when I took the job with BBL, they agreed to pay me more than what GRD, the local station, was making. Not by much, but it was more. And also, Greg and Chris gave me $110,000. So I got 2 weeks or 2 months off. I got $110,000 from the, because they had to buy me out because we, the three of us, owned it. And then I immediately started earning again. Like I said, I did have to take a pay cut overall, but it wasn't nearly as bad of a scenario as it was when I got fired from BBL. Because at that point, my salary had gotten whittled down tremendously. And I wasn't making anything. So I got my last paycheck. And then that's it. So I was like, oh no, what the fuck am I going to do? Now that one is where I should have been thinking about unaliving. If there's going to be any thinking of unaliving, it should be in that one. Soft is here. He says, this chat is popping. What's up, Easy? Soft, I don't know if you're on the Twitch stream. You might be on like YouTube or Facebook or something. I don't even know. But hardly anybody watches on YouTube. Head over to Twitch and subscribe to the page. And then you can comment on Twitch. But I still see it, just not as visibly. It's not as prominent when you post from other platforms. Why am I bringing this up? I sure don't know. I sure don't remember why I was bringing this up. Oh, because of the Fireversary. So, January 4, 2019, Ben Glaze and I got shit canned. And then 2 days later, I started this, and it's been the same ever since. You know? And we'll continue to do this. I think I'll end up doing this to ride out my days. I had somebody making fun of me the other day because they heard me on Big 101.3, which proves to you this. Whether I get people who, one set of people who will say, you're an idiot, you got fired, you can't hold a job. And then the next comment will be, hey, I heard you working, idiot. What the fuck? The point was, yeah, I was laughing in Easy's face because he was on Christmas. Look, I can voice track 7 broadcasts in a short amount of time from right here. This is the nerve center. This is where everything happens, right here. I couldn't do it otherwise. I wouldn't do it otherwise. I don't leave the house. The daily podcast, the daily Patreon, all the other content comes from right here, this microphone, this chair, this coffee mug, the morning radio show on Q100, the oldies station in Grand Rapids. So I'm an asshole because, hey, you got fired, you dumb dick. And then I got, oh, yes. Look at you, you asshole. You're working. Chris says, ah, yes, you were a busboy at Bosco's. That's hilarious. And because I did see that one. God. It's going to take me a second to find it. But I had somebody busting my balls about the gig at Bosco's Pub, which I miss so much. Seriously. I think that will happen again in the very near future. Bosco's has to open up again. Some guy took a run at me, and he says, I used to talk to EZ at Bosco's Pub. He was a busboy and washed dishes. And then he said, now there isn't a person that I've met at Bosco's Pub who I didn't have a good interaction with. And so I must have had I'm sure I had a great interaction with whoever this soul is. But at the same time, he's here on Facebook and he's lighting into me, you know, let me have it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We had a normal conversation, I'm sure, when we were at Bosco's. Why in God's name am I getting destroyed here? And I think people, they get so wound up over all of the silly nonsense that happens podcast-wise. Like when I talk about my pals over at Freebird Hot Wings, people take that shit very personally. It upsets them. Moraine says he was a fry cook. Come on. Yeah, that's exactly right. But people will say, you're so much of a loser. You're working. It's like, well, I kind of like working, first of all. I mean, I don't want to go down the road of having to make explain why I'm working, but I don't really need to work. I just kind of like to work. I mean, it beats sitting around and being an asshole all the time. If I'm not doing things, whether it be teaching at the college or making fucking French fries or podcasting or doing radio or doing sporting events, what the hell else am I going to do? Bread Bowl Brain Chris says it was somebody who was white knighting Kelly Cheese. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. And what I love is the audience of my show is so used to me picking fights and relying on me picking fights to satisfy their curiosity and entertainment. At least this is what I tell myself. So if I post anything sideways about Kelly, I mean, the amount of people who come out of the woodwork and just beat the shit out of me is remarkable. I mean, she has a large number of Braveheart bitches who, if I dog her, they're going to fucking murder me. That's what I'll do. I'll go check this out here. Because I did post about this. Because she beat the shit out of me pretty good. I was made aware of it yesterday. Actually, I was made aware of it several days ago, but just discovered it yesterday. And she, of course, wrote, though he is blocked on every form of social media that I have, I'm sure this will get back to him. And she's right, it did. And he'll make a whole show of it. Yeah, I kind of did yesterday, but not the whole show. She said, because nothing screams, I'm an obsessive loser, more than a 50-plus-year-old man. That's 55-plus-year-old man making a woman he's never met his content for weeks, all so he can get a couple likes and maybe some comments that make him feel like my height for a day. Okay. All right. I'm short. Okay. If Kelly lets me have it, I let her run by. It's okay. I am 1,000,000% in the business of tangling, fighting. And this is good. I'm glad she has the spine to at least try to make it a worthy fight. All right? I responded. I could only respond with my personal account because she blocked me on my show one. If you're smart, you don't want to block me, though. You want to see what I'm doing. She wrote, well, Kelly Cheese, or I wrote, Kelly Cheese, if not being a drug addict, being married more than four months and ultra successful makes me a loser, then guilty as charged. The people who let me have it on there, they continue to dwell on the idea of me suggesting that the holiday break-ins are fake, but I didn't suggest that. In fact, I said the opposite. I said they are not fake. I just refer to them as the fake-ins because of all the various nuanced things that, that make it what I said it is, whether it be the sniffles, whether it be the silliness of trying to make it seem that they're actually there when the break-in is happening, all the changing of the details. It's kind of ridiculous. Not to mention the intense sponsorship that now surrounds that escapade. That's all I've said. So I've just been getting killed. The guy, though, who weighed in about me working at the restaurant, that was Frank here. Eric Zane, you are such a petty little bitch. I used to talk to you at Bosco's Pub before it closed. His job? Dishwasher busboy. Well, I kind of did everything. If somebody needed some help in the dishes, I would absolutely help. If I needed a table cleared so another customer could get in there. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do all those jobs. I didn't care. Add, and then he writes AD, add that to your list of jobs you failed at. Well, I didn't fail at it. They had to close down. They were, the landlord didn't renew their lease. That's not my fault. That is not my fault. And then he says, yes, FBHW show sucks compared to what it used to be. But your show is a joke. You and Joe should start your own show and call it 50-plus-year-old ugly losers. That might get you a few more losers or viewers. Well, losers, too. Okay. Rob says, so Eric helps out a guy he knows, and all of a sudden he's the failure. And this guy said, yep. And I tried to reason with the guy, but whenever I reason with these people, they don't respond to me. I would love to have a conversation with them. And Rich checked out this guy's profile, and he noticed that the guy has images of in his home where he has shelves with all these WWE dolls. Like he collects those toys. And so I don't know if you want to, I don't know if you can call me a loser because I'm working when you have pictures of the toys that you collect. I mean, come on now. I wrote, Frank, I miss Bosco's. I think they may be opening again. I'll be back there. And when that happens, feel free to drop in and chat me up. I'm guessing you would not do that, though. Most people are willing to drop their hammer on me behind a keyboard. And that's true. Nobody would actually walk up to me. Like, I can guarantee you, I've seen people in the wild who do not like me. But there's no way in hell they would get up the nerve to actually approach me and say anything. And I get it. I think I would probably be the same way. Like, I take that back. Like, if I ever in the wild encounter my pals over at Free Beer and Hot Wings, or Kelly, I am absolutely going to do my job. I owe it to you to have that interaction, to be able to have that story for you. You know? Alan says, don't forget that Kelly is super tall with her 5-inch platforms. Oh, yeah, that's right. Alan sent me that. Thank you, Alan, for reminding me of that. Alan stalks her out and then sends me shit of hers. She, okay, this is what happens. Our girl sets up like a tripod and takes fun pictures and then like shares them with the world. Like here she is. And I don't understand why she would take this pic, but here she is, takes a picture and hope you have the best holiday celebrations, whatever. And then Alan zoomed in on like the gear that she was wearing. I guess Alan does not like the footwear. Okay, now these are big sole like boots. I think those are very popular now. So that would actually take a woman who is, I think, about 6'1", and make her about 6'4". Which kind of brings me back to the suggestion. Thank you, Matt, for subscribing. If we could, and I don't know if any, because I don't want to reach out to her because, I just don't. I want you all to do it. If she would like to set up celebrity boxing, she could wear the headgear. We'd both wear the headgear because I don't. She probably is a hard puncher. I'm guessing she's stronger than I am. And we'll do it for charity. Celebrity boxing. I will fight her in the ring. And I don't care who the they can go to their charity. I don't care. I will actually fight her. If anyone wants to reach out to her and say, Eric Zane was talking about you, and he said that if you are interested, he will get into the ring with you for a charity event. Now, we have it, you know, a referee, rules, all that shit. I can't fight. I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to fighting. She may. I think she does. I think she grew up with brothers, and I think she knows how to throw a punch. She could probably beat my ass, but we can wear all the required protection, and we can sell tickets, and it can go to charity, and she can we can fight. I agree in principle to the event. I don't even have to talk to her. We can have a mediator set everything up. I guarantee you the amount of attention this would draw would allow for thousands of tickets to be sold. We could set up a ring anywhere. Also, I would agree to fight all members of that show. Me against all of them. Not at the same time, but I would be willing to do that. I will do anything for promotion. I am the king of this type of thing. I love big events like this. Alan says, sponsored by Talsma. Probably. But I would not pull any punches on her. Like, I wouldn't be fucking around. And if I happen to hurt her, so be it. Too bad. I don't know if she's woman enough to be able to want to do something like this. Nick says, I want a lower card fight in that event. Cole says, gauntlet style, start with Tommy, work through them all, and end with Greg. Okay, now I want you to seriously ask yourselves, what would you pay to see this? Because of where we are in our corner of the internet and the amount of shit that has been talked, I'm guessing you would pay at least $200 to watch this event, this spectacle. We would raise so much money. Chris in Maine says $2,000. Alan says $75. Donko says do it between periods at a Griffins game. No. It has to be its own event. You know? Red carpet affair. It can't be some poverty thing in a damn Walmart parking lot. Megan says there's wrestling at halftime at the Gold game this weekend. Yeah, I don't know. I want it to be a three-hour, fight-filled Saturday night, hot summer night, Eric Zane Show podcast, hot summer night boxing spectacle. No venue is too big. We'd fill it. I can promise you. All of those scumbag Freebird and Hot Wing Show audience members, I can guarantee you they'd be up for it. Now, all that needs to happen on their end is them to talk to a mediator and say, yes, we agree in principle. We will do this. Let's work it out. And then that's it. That's all we got to do. I'm not kidding you. I would absolutely fight any member of that show.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Black Belt Nick says Hudsonville Fairgrounds. Doesn't matter. I don't care. What about in the basement like Fight Club? You know the sign on the front of the building. Lou. Well, I'm fucking Lou. Brad Pitt laughing with a mouthful of blood. Rebecca says $200 and I'll mop up the blood. So let me just explain this to you. So if I'm there with Kelly, and I catch her with I rattle her cage with a cross and she's concussed. And then I go down low and start chopping on the redwood forest and then come up top and bloody her nose and she starts crying. Good. Good. I'm not going to pull my punches. If you agree to get in the ring, I will defend myself at all costs. I am not above that. If I've got some woman who's twice my size who wants to take me out, you best believe I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to go wild windmill Armenian freakout punches. That's what I'm going to do. And if I happen to knock her out, people are going to feel bad. She's going to lay there probably crying. All right. To me, good. I'm happy about that. It's going to be all awkward. People are going to be like, oh, God. I'm going to be like, yes, yes. Nick says, is this going to be kickboxing? Easy goes down like Ronda Rousey against Holly Holm. Now, nobody knows how to kickbox. There's only one person on the planet who knows how to kickbox, and that's Black Belt Nick. Now, we're not going to do stupid kickboxing. Rebecca says, does Diana want to fight any of them? She would scare me. Linda says, then you could take on 100 toddlers. I really want that to happen, by the way. I still think I could beat. Okay, if I had 100 9-year-olds, I think I could win. Megan says, I'm just realizing Nick could have taken care of the BS during the great food giveaway. Yes, that's true. Skip says, I'm cheap, but you and Freebeer, I'd pay to see that. Okay, I want you to hold on real quick because I got to fill up my coffee. Okay. That's so I can keep my brain active. Stand by. Red Bull Brain Chris says, and the rest of us would have thrown apples and potatoes while Nick took care of business. Nick would want to take care of business against the ingrates. Big Buddha 001 says, easy. Any chance you will ever lift the chat to low life, poor non-subscribers like me? You know, I was thinking about that, but people have been redeeming their, what are those called, Twitch points? Don't you guys have a lot of those? Isn't it like worked? Doesn't it still work for you that way? I mean, it's kind of like best of both worlds. Now, if you ever run out, I mean, then you might have a problem. But you get about 150 or so per show if you're here from the start, Yoda World says. And it looks like each message takes about 350, right? Like Tyler says, he's got 528,000 Twitch points. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, the poor chat is there for a reason. Know your place. And then he laughs. Like for Big Buddha 001, how many Twitch points do you have if it costs you $3.50 a message? Nick says, I have 470,000 Twitch points. How do I turn them into money? I don't know. I had to do that for a reason. And I've gone back and forth in my brain about, you know, as much as I've tried to get the message across that I don't want any part of someone, the fucking moron does not seem to get it. So no matter what I do, it's like having AIDS. It always comes back, you know, or herpes. I had to go out of my way the other day to be as mean as possible in hopes that the message would be received. Tyler says, I'm rich in easy Twitch points and rich in shyness, says Spooky Tyler. By the way, planning another pinball tournament. That was great. First time we did that. And Spooky Tyler has to show up at the hot dog joint. Okay. I really made an ass out of myself yesterday. And there was a lot wrong with this. I did two huge faux pas. I was hosting on PA two college hockey games at Van Andel Arena. And there weren't a lot of places to use the restroom. And I have to go to the bathroom after every period. Before the game starts between Michigan Tech and Michigan State. I'm looking for a bathroom. And I see a sign on side of one of the locker rooms. They have several rooms. And there's a sign on it that says Michigan Tech Coach's Room. Now, I'd been in that room many times, and there was no one in it. And I would go in there. They have a bathroom there. I use the bathroom, and I walk out. So as I'm walking into the store to use the bathroom before the game, I walk. I open the door, and I take two steps in, and it's full of people. And there's probably six or seven members of the coaching staff, including the head coach. And as soon as I open the door, the conversation stops, and I step in. Now imagine that. Small room. It's like a green room almost. All these hockey guys, coaching staff of Michigan Tech. I open the door. I see all the faces look at me. No one's speaking. What would you do? Most would go, pardon me. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry. Close the door and walk away. I did not. I walked right through the middle of their meeting. I said, boys, walk right through. On the other end of the room is the bathroom. Close the door. Go pee. While I'm going pee, I hear nothing. There's no talking. Wash my hands. I open the door. And they're all looking at me like, are you fucking kidding me? I go walking through and I go, go get him, boys. Give him hell. Which is, I guess, something a coach might say. Or give him hell. It was, did you ever see that movie Miracle with, God damn it. What's his name? He played Herb Brooks. That actor. 9 times out of 10, they'd beat you. But not today. Not this time. You are the greatest hockey team in the world. Kurt Russell. Now go out there and take it. That was happening. Walk right through. Okay. Now, it wasn't... Okay, now all of that in hindsight was ridiculous. But you got to understand, it wasn't until I was washing my hands that I realized I may have done something wrong. That's how my brain works. Which makes sense, because had I realized it early, I might have just turned around and walked away. But I'm so dumb that I just kept going. Sorry about your meetings. I know you're preparing for Michigan State and the championship game of the Great Lakes Invitational, but fuck you, I'm going pee. Okay. At that point, now I'm walking out and the game's getting ready to get started, and I'm realizing how much it's about that time that I realize I fucked up. So, but then I did it again. You're like, how could you possibly do it again? Despite knowing where another, and I now know where an alternate bathroom is available for me, after the first period, I go to the same area. And when I come around the corner, as I'm zeroing in on that area, I see a guy picking up garbage that has fallen out of a garbage can. Now, what I don't know is the guy who's picking up the garbage is the head coach. And he has kicked the shit out of the garbage can because he's not happy with something that happened in the first period. But I don't know that. So I go, oh, don't worry about it. Somebody will clean that up for you, buddy. I don't even know it's the coach, though. Again, I've forgotten whose faces I saw when I went in there earlier. But it's one of those guys. And this is the head coach. And I go, oh, hey, don't worry about that, buddy. And I start to go for that door. But before I said that, I go, what happened? The guy goes, I got pissed off. And I go, oh. You're like, in my brain, I'm like, oh, that's the coach. And he just kicked the shit out of that can because shit's going wrong on the ice. Oh, okay. So then I go, oh, boy, all right. So then I walk away. I go to that door, and I put my hand on the handle, and he goes, I wouldn't go in there if I were you. And I go, oh. So then it all comes back to me. You know, this is how my mind works. The fact that I even was walking in the vicinity of that area is goddamn lunacy. Knowing full well in hindsight about what I did the first time, I still was considering going back in there. Ah, what an asshole. God damn. Nick says, I was waiting for you to confuse him with one of the cleaning mutants. But no, that was the head coach, and so I went, oh, okay, and then I walked away, and then I went over to security. I go, hey, man, you got to let me, all these goddamn rooms, someone let me in. I need a bathroom right now. Let me in. Boom. Man Bun Chris says, I'm excited for more of these moments at Rangers games. Michigan Rangers happens every single game, LOL. Yeah, it's... I'm a frantic, nervy mess. I'm nervy in a way that I don't even know that I'm doing it. It just comes off as arrogant asshole who thinks he owns a joint. That's how it comes off. I realize that. But I swear to God, it's not. It's just me getting in my way. This one I knew, like that first moment when I walked through their meeting, I felt really bad about it. Like, oh no. And I was disgusted with myself. So much so that I then forgot and tried to do it again when Coach kicked the shit out of the garbage can. And then I always know it's going to be a worthy story to talk about on the show if after the fact I'm actually like sickened or I don't want to talk about it. Like if you said to me yesterday, right after that happened, if you were a witness to it and you had said, hey, are you talking about this on your show? I'd say, no, I am not. No, I am not talking about this on that show, on my show. It's too embarrassing. But then the minutes tick by and I go, oh, okay, this is going to be good. This is going to be a good story. People are going to like this shit. Nick says, just rock a piss into the Zam pit like the Red Wing Zamboni driver did back in the day. Al Sobotka got fired for that. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't go. It's me going potty is a very precise arrangement. I can't be disturbed. I don't like anybody talking. And good news, I didn't have that happening when I was taking a pee after I walked through their meeting because they're like, what the fuck? What is going on here? To me, the best moments to talk about on this show are moments where I just feel like an idiot. Or like whenever I feel like I'm not going to want to talk about this, I know that as time passes, I excuse me, will want to talk about it. Skip says, why does the coach get to throw a temper tantrum like a child? You know, I don't know. And I didn't even think for a second that he would have kicked that garbage can. I just saw a guy picking up a garbage can. I go, hey, buddy, don't worry about it. And nor did I know that that was a coach at the time. I mean, there's a lot of scouts that come through there and people I don't know. And you get, the place was crawling. See, there's like 20 players on the Michigan State team. And 10 of which were drafted by NHL teams. So you've got scouts from all these different teams that are there to watch their prospects play. Cole says, I see Michigan Tech lost, so they probably blamed you. I don't know. It was college hockey is a different animal. Those kids play hard. That was a very, very intense game. And Michigan State is very good. Oh, my God. Tech is also good, but Michigan State's defense is intense. And they've just got too much. Too much. Number three in the nation, as I understand. Michigan's number one. It goes Michigan, Wisconsin, and then Michigan State. Because I don't follow college hockey at all. Tyler says, at least you didn't say, hey, you missed some over there when the guy was picking up the trash. Man Bun Chris says, don't tell Joe. For sure, we can all relate. That's why it's great. Don't tell Joe. I don't know what you mean by don't tell Joe. Nick says, I love the college games, more breakaways and errors leading to more offense. Yeah, and they throw their bodies around. I still love the insult from the 17-year-old from Michigan State in the first game on Sunday. He got into a scrum with some fucker from Ferris. And he screams across the scorer's table, "Why bother playing? Go raise a family." All right, folks. Thank you so much for being here. Hello to Frank Fuss. If you're in between jobs, perhaps you recently lost a job or you work for yourself, you need your own insurance from healthcare.gov. To get that, you could just go online and walk through all the steps on your own. It's a pain in the ass, but you can do it. There's a good chance you can screw something up. I did that the first year I had insurance from the Affordable Care Act. But not only that, Frank makes sure that all of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. His services are free. I suggest that you reach out to Frank and book some time with him at appointmentwithfrank.com. From anywhere in the U.S., you can do that, appointmentwithfrank.com. So, now I don't know how it works for any of you who got your insurance through the Affordable Care Act for 2025. But if you did not go back into your policy during open enrollment and make some changes, you can expect your insurance to go up about three times the amount of what you were paying before. Some of you are like, why? How? Well, we've been talking about it for 2 months. It's a budget stalemate. That's why the government shut down. It was over this exact thing. The reason why you pay so much for your insurance is because you get a tax subsidy. The Republicans want that to go away. The Democrats do not. Well, hell, some of the Republicans don't want it to go away. But anyways, my point is it's not settled yet. So, like, I had to go in during open enrollment and change my policy so that I didn't get stuck paying $1,800 a month. How did I do that? Well, I bought a different policy that's not so expensive. You should have done that when I told you to. Can you still do it? I don't know. That's why you need to go to appointmentwithfrank.com and ask him. He's the expert. He can figure it out for you. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. If you need tree care, maybe a tree has fallen, maybe you want to get rid of a tree this time of year. They're obviously not nearly as busy as before. But keep in mind that if you ever need anything, getting rid of a tree, getting rid of the stump, tree trimming, tree risk assessment, storm cleanup in West Michigan, reach out to Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R. KuiperTreeCare.com. Molly says, I think mine went through, but yeah, I got my answer about it finally. That's good. Skip says, just live without insurance like us Hilljacks. Oh, man. Rolling the dice. What if something bad happens to you? Like you get in a wreck or something like that? Might as well file for bankruptcy when you get to the emergency room. Today is a big fraud Tuesday. This has never happened before. We have never had a big fraud Tuesday. We will kick it off at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Patreon with another episode of Who Are These Free Beers? Ben Glaze and myself review clips, old and new clips of one of America's top syndicated morning shows. That starts at 6 p.m., goes till about 7, live on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. After that, it's the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, the final one of 2025. Should be fun. Should be a good time. Looking forward to having you all there. All right. I'm just warning you. We might run out of material to talk about on this show today. If you have a question about anything going on, please don't hesitate. Get up the courage and ask me a question. All right? Bread Bull Brain Chris says, what's the last college hockey coach scandal that anyone can think of? Clearly the superior sport. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.